On this podcast, I am sharing the strategy from my weekly newsletter, Build the Momentum, that you can sign up for free by going to the URL www.therishabhjain.com/newsletter. So, in today's episode, I am going to share with you the fundamentals of funnel marketing. And after this episode, you will know exactly what is funnel marketing and what are the three fundamental pillars of it. So let's just begin, and the episode begins after this quick intro. Hello everyone, you are listening to Rishabh Jain on the Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. And my mission with this podcast is to give you the best strategies, tactics and knowledge about sales and marketing funnels so that you can build and grow your digital coaching and consulting business and live the life of freedom and abundance. And the episode begins now. Hey guys, I hope you are doing great. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about the fundamentals of funnel marketing. And before I tell you that what is exactly the funnel marketing is and what are the three main pillars of it, let me just tell you that how I actually figured it out. So when I started back in 2018, with digital marketing, I used to listen this term a lot, funnels and sales funnels and marketing funnels. Okay, I used to listen this thing a lot, but overall I was not very clear about it, that exactly what it is, and especially the marketing funnels, or the what is the exactly the funnel marketing is. Okay, yes, the sales funnels were very popular. Many marketeers like Russell Brunson and many Indian marketeers are also talking about it, that yes, you have to build the sales funnel, you should have a sales funnel. Yes, a lot of talk about sales funnel, but exactly what is funnel marketing is, no one is telling it. Okay, or maybe the people are telling it, but I was not able to figure it out, so can't say. But yes, I was not very clear about it. And over the period of time, when I started exploring more about it, and I started doing different things in digital marketing, slowly and steadily I understood exactly what is the funnel marketing is, and that is what I'm going to tell you in today's episode. So let's just see what it is. So the first thing, let's just see that what the funnel marketing is. So funnel marketing is mapping out the entire value journey of your ideal customer from an unknown to a paid customer, and building systems and processes that will move them on this journey. Okay, so this is the funnel marketing, where you actually map out the entire journey of your ideal customer. So first thing, you map out the journey, that how your ideal customer is going to move from someone who is unknown to someone who is a paid customer, and what are those systems and processes that are going to help you to achieve this goal. Okay, this is funnel marketing. Okay, and from this definition, the three pillars that you can clearly identify are, the first one is value journey, the second one is ideal customer, and third one is systems and processes. If you know, if you can map your value journey, if you know your ideal customer, who is that person who is going to go through this journey, and third one is if you know, if you have systems and processes that is going to make it possible for you, then you are done with your funnel marketing. You have a solid funnel marketing system that is going to help you to move this ideal person from someone who is unknown to become a paid customer. Now, let's just understand these three terms in a very short way, in a very crisp manner. Okay, so the first thing is value journey. The value journey is the journey that a person goes through to become your paid customer from a completely unknown. Okay, this is as simple as that. This is the journey that the person goes through to become your paid customer from completely unknown. So let's just understand it with a simple example. Suppose someone who is completely unknown have seen your ad on Facebook or on YouTube. So here is the first touch point, and from this ad the person actually got aware about your brand. Now that person didn't click, didn't go to your landing page on the first time, but yes, that person watched your ad. Now you are coming up on his feed again and again, so he thought, okay, let's just see what it is. So that person clicked on your ad, and when that person clicked on your ad, it is actually you have moved that person from awareness stage to the interest stage, because that person have shown the interest in your product. Okay, so now that person is on your landing page and reading your sales copy or watching your sales video. Okay, your video sales letter. Okay, so now that person is in an interest phase, and then the person can actually decide to become buy that product at that moment, or the person may not buy and leave, and then the person may see your content somewhere, and again from that content that person will opt in for your lead magnet, and then from your lead magnet the person will start receiving emails, and through email that person buy. Okay, so this is the journey where the person got aware through paid ad. Then the person also got the awareness back from the free content that the person have seen, and from there that person moved to become the someone who is just the just a viewer to become your subscriber when that person opted in for your lead magnet. And finally, that person, when started receiving emails and bought your product, become your customer. So from unknown to paid customer, this is the journey. Okay, so you have to map it out. And when you know exactly how you are going to create the awareness, how you are going to convert that person from someone who is just aware to become a subscriber, and from subscriber to someone who's become the customer, this journey, this is your value journey. Okay, now let's just understand the ideal customer. So who is that ideal? Who is ideal customer? Ideal customer is a person who can be the best customer for your product or service, and you love to work with him and he loves to work with you. As simple as that. Okay, the best person you can think of that you want to work with, and that person is also want to work with you. So if you can have the customer like this, the business will be amazing. You will love to do the business, right? So this is very important. And also, the ideal customer is someone who actually need your product, okay, that is looking for the solution that you are providing. So this is, you need to understand that who is your ideal customer. You have to figure it out. For that we have customer avatar or user persona. You create it and you will know exactly that who is your ideal customer. Now let's just see the third thing is systems and processes. So this is the setup that you will use to move your ideal customer from an unknown to a paid customer. Okay, so the whole system that you are going to set up, that is going to move this person from unknown to paid customer. So the setup could be consist of what? The setup could consist of your content system, where you are you are produce, which is helping you to produce content. It could be your funnel system, which is helping you to build funnels, your lead funnels and your sales funnels. The system could be your fulfillment system, where once the person inside your product, how you are going to deliver it. Okay, so systems, all the systems that you are going to use. The system could be your ad, okay, the ads that you are going to put out there. What is the system that you are following? The system could be your email marketing system, how you are going to do the all food, how you are going to do all the follow-ups. This is very important. So the systems and processes that is going to help you to move this person from unknown to a paid customer. This is the systems and processes you need. So when you map out your value journey and identify your ideal customer, and then build the systems and processes to move your ideal customer on the value journey, you will have a solid funnel marketing system. This is the key. Okay, so now I hope you got the clarity about the fundamentals of funnel marketing. And if you can just do these three things, figure out all these three things that I have told you, you will be far ahead from so many people in terms of having the clarity for your marketing. Okay, so I hope that you got the value from today's episode, and now you know exactly the this fundamental thing, that what funnel marketing is. So let me know in the comment section. Okay, if there is any you can find inside the podcast, or if you are listening on my website, and just share this episode with your friends on your social media, and also sign up for my weekly newsletter, Build the Momentum. And you can sign up by going to the URL www.therishabjain.com/newsletter. This is the newsletter which I will share weekly, and it is especially for the people who are building a digital coaching business, the aspiring digital entrepreneurs, building a business around their passion, knowledge and skills as a side hustle, along with their full-time job and family responsibilities. Okay, so sign up now and see you in the next episode. Thank you very much.